Firstly, I would like to say, we'll start with our Islamic way that we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, begin with the name of the Lord who is most beneficent and most merciful. My fellow speakers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace and blessings upon all of you. This is our standard greeting for when we greet to anyone. Good evening. As you know that you heard from on that our topic for the day is the holy day of the week in the three Abrahamic traditions. I will take you through, before I start with what is our holy day of the week, I will take you through a bit more about what our significant events we have are in our Islamic calendar. In Islam, there are a number of significant days through the Islamic calendar. There are two Eids. Most of people will know what is Eid. They will have heard about it, the Eids. First, Eid is Eid al-Fitr. We call it is the festival of feasts. And the Eid al-Adha, this is the second Eid, festival of sacrifice. And these are the two observed holidays by Muslims all around the world. Eid al-Fitr is celebrated after the fasting the whole month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. Eid al-Fitr is celebrated on the 10th day of Dhul-Hajj, and Dhul-Hajj is the 11th month of the Islamic calendar. According to the prophetic traditions, the best month among the 12th of the Islamic months is the month of Ramadan, the month we do our fasting for the whole month. However, in Islam, the best day is Friday. It is also the mother of all days, we call it, and the most virtuous in the sight of God, Allah. In fact, Friday has more greatness than the two Eids that we observed around the world as Muslims. Friday is the day on which one of the greatest verses in the Holy Quran was revealed. I will translate that. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favors upon you, and have chosen Islam as your religion. Quran chapter 5 verse 3. Friday is the day of congregation, a day of celebration, and a day of contemplation and supplication. Congregation prayers is obligatory for every Muslim, except the woman, child, and the sick are one of the most strongly emphasized duties in Islam. It is a time when Muslims come together for worship one God and find strength and comfort by standing shoulder to shoulder and reaffirming their faith and devotion to Allah. There's another verse in the Quran mentions as follow. Oh, you believe, when the call to prayer is proclaimed on Friday, hasten earnestly to the remembrance of God and leave aside the businesses. That is best for you, if you but knew. Quran chapter 6, verse 9. One of the greatest scholars, Imam Ghazali, a learned scholar of Islam, said that only that the believer is graced with the blessings and benefits of Friday, who looks forward for it most anxiously and eagerly, and wretched is the negligent one who is least interested in it, and who doesn't even know in the morning which day has dawned. It is also stated that he who takes a bath on Friday, like the bath of ceremonial purity, and then goes to the mosque, he is like who offers a camel as a sacrifice to seek the pleasure of God. And he who comes at the second hour is like the one who offers a cow to win the pleasure of God. And he who comes at the third hour is like one who offers a ram with horns in sacrifice. And he who comes on the fourth hour is like one who offers a hen. And he who comes at the fifth hour is like the one offers an egg for the pleasure of Allah. And when the imam ascends to the minbar or to the pulpit, the angels who write the names of those who come to the mosque before the imam close their records. In many predominantly Muslim countries, the majority of the Muslim countries, Friday is the weekly holiday. I remember in my young days, when I lived in Pakistan in early days, Friday used to be our holiday. I mean, we not used to work at all completely. It's just for the prayers only. So the Friday is the weekly holidays in majority of the Muslim countries, combined with either Thursday or Saturday. So generally it's 2 days together. However, there is no mandatory closing of business except during the time of congregational prayers. So our religion doesn't say us that you should have a day off on Friday, as I have read was verses from the Quran that after the prayer you should be going and look for your sustenance. In Western countries like here in New Zealand, many Muslims take their time off for the Friday prayers during their lunch break. And usually this is early afternoon, around midday onwards. And nowadays, I think because of the daylight saving, is around 1:30, 1:50. That's the time that we perform our Friday prayers. It is important that a Muslim should not neglect Friday prayer due to work, study, or any other worldly matters, unless it's something is very serious. Believers should make attending this prayer as a priority, since ignoring it three times in a row, one Friday, second Friday, and third Friday, three times in a row, without a valid reason, will cause a believer to astray from the straight path. There are other merits as well of this holy day of Friday, which every Muslim believes are here as follows. Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, was created by God on Friday. Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, entered heavenly gardens on Friday. Day of Qiyamah, or resurrection, will be on Friday. This one of the signs was given to us that the last day will occur on Friday. There is a blessed hour on a Friday during which a person is granted anything lawful and good by Allah that are her prayers. So that day during the prayer there's an hour there that whatever they ask for, it's got to be lawful. They will be granted. Also, as my fellow speaker have mentioned, that all the sins would be forgiven. We do have the same concept. However, there will be all the minor sins gets forgiven, but not the major sins. If you owe somebody some money, you have to pay it back too. Is not going to be forgiven, definitely. Or you have done anything else that major sin. The blessed hour on Friday is such that all supplications are answered and accepted between early evening prayer and the prayer, we call it Maghrib, at the sunset time. A believer's entire life is one of worship. Even celebrations are conducted as a worship. While there is no special place or special time to worship God, God Almighty, there are months, there are moments, there are days, are times that God has made more superior when we pray. When it comes to prayer, we can pray any time, but sometimes that's been prescribed that they are the superiors, you know. And Friday is one of those times that we're supposed to be prayer. With that, JazakAllahu khair. That means thank you very much, everyone, for listening to the speech. And I think after that, we're going to go for our next session about question and answer. Thank you. Thank you very much.